This weekend, the Philadelphia Early Music Ensemble Tempesta di Mare will perform modern premieres of music not heard in over 300 years. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on music written for and by orphaned women of 18th century Venice.
This cantata, performed by Tempesta di Mare, was written by a woman only known as Agata. She was abandoned as an infant in Venice in 1712.
She was missing fingers of her left hand and most of her toes. And she was sickly her entire life. But she became a superstar soprano and composer and teacher.
That's Gwen Roberts. She's co-artistic director of Tempesta di Mare. And she organized Hidden Virtuosas, a concert and symposium of the Venetian Ospedali. That was a set of charitable institutions that took care of Venice's most downtrodden in the 18th century. There, orphan girls were taught music, and they were so good, they became the toast of European society. Historian Vanessa Tonelli said music education changed the trajectory of their lives.
It offered better marriage opportunities. Some of them married notable merchants in the Venetian economy. Playing music was definitely a step towards more affluence, especially if you're abandoned and you have nothing as an orphan.
The Hidden Virtuosas project includes this student choir from Girard College, a school established in Philadelphia 175 years ago to educate orphaned children. Roberts sees Girard College as the modern-day equivalent of the Ospedali.
Once I knew about the missions of the two places and the belief in the power of education and music to make life better, I wanted the students there to have the experience of seeing themselves in history in this way.
Hidden Virtuosas will be performed Friday and Saturday at the Philadelphia Episcopal Cathedral. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.